This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get to the Rude Guest Hotline right now and welcome onto the program a former multi-time Pro Bowler, including here in D.C. with the then Redskins, where he was a Super Bowl champion as part of a stay from 89 through 94. Our guy Mark Schlereth joins us on G&D. Mark, it's good to talk to you again in the district. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're great,
doing
man.
Doing very well. So before we get into spinning around the NFL, your appearance is made possible by Renegade Fantasy. And I'm intrigued by this because this is the first league that allows fantasy owners to act essentially like a coach. If a player is injured or they're underperforming, you could substitute them right out of your lineup during an NFL game. Renegade Fantasy is the first app to provide real-time, predetermined substitution models. Kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, you can bench their asses. Hey, my guy's not performing, put him on the bench. Get rid of him, you know? I mean, that's how it works. So I'm pretty excited about it. You know, it's something that I've been kind of putzing around with a friend of mine, an agent of mine that, you know, it's his idea, essentially. But just kind of working through this thing for about the last 3 years, and we finally got it up and running, and I think it's going to be really cool. And, you know, got grand prizes for each league. So, you know, you jump into my league, and it's the, you know, the Stinking Good or Fantasy Showdown, and you jump into my league, and the winner of the entire league, because everybody keeps their points, is a $5,000 grand prize. So it's going to be cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's great.
That is awesome. What is your favorite fantasy football punishment that you've ever seen?
Oh, my gosh. You know, like tattoos, I think, are hilarious. Uh-huh. Anytime you have to go somewhere, you know, dressed up and just humiliation. I just have this just general rule, you know, that I'm a really gracious loser, but I'm an absolute ass when it comes to winning. I mean, I'm just awful. And so that's just kind of how I operate everything in my life from the standpoint of competition. So that's one of the things I love about fantasy. And one thing I love about, like, being a dude, right? I mean, we show love for one another by how hard we are on each other and how much we grind on each other. So, you know, and just bust each other's, you know, hump. So I love that part of fantasy football. Love that part of, you know, that camaraderie. It reminds me of being in the locker room.
Mark Schlereth on Grant and Danny. I don't know what to do with the Rams right now, Mark. I had them win in the West. This Stafford thing is lingering, though, where they're like hooking him up to wires like he's a battery, and we can't get through a couple practices in a row. And now I'm supposed to believe he's going to play 17 games in 18 weeks. I mean, what's your take on what's going on there and just how much of a factor that should be in how we view the West?
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned. I mean, I talked to somebody from the Rams where they just said, hey, we're being uber confident or uber uber
cautious,
just careful, yeah, with him. But as a guy that's had, you know, major back surgery and tried to play through that and played through that, you know, you're one sneeze away from not showing up on Sunday. Like that's how that affects you. So we can sit there and say, hey, we're doing all the stem and the ice and we're having injections, you know, to calm down the nerve roots and all that kind of stuff. But I just, you know, I'm a guy that had 20 knee surgeries over the course of my career and one back surgery. And I guarantee I'd have another 20 knee surgeries to give back the back surgery. That's how much the back bothers you. So yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm completely concerned. And plus, when the guy's played a lot of years, he missed time last year. There's no way that this doesn't at least jump up and grab him a few times during the course of the season. Maybe he plays through it, but will he play efficiently when he's having some issues with it? I don't know the answer to that question, but I certainly have my concerns just like you do.
Also in that division, Mark, 49ers, three straight years, double-digit wins, Super Bowl contender. We know the story. Last year fell off a cliff with injuries. It feels like this group is a little older, still kind of banged up. Everybody's got something lingering, or he'll be ready by week three, or maybe it's, you know, he's doing walkthroughs now. It doesn't quite seem right. But Vegas loves him. 10.5 wins is their over-under. I have a tough read on them as well. Not maybe as dire as Stafford in L.A., but I still don't know about San Francisco.
Yeah, I did one of their games late last year and really impressed with some of their young guys. It's injury issues. Like they just seem to be snake bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not been able to stay healthy consistently, which really concerns me. We'll see, you know, what they do. But the thing that I did notice, you know, I mean, obviously Hufanga goes to Denver, Dre Greenlaw goes to Denver, but they had a lot of young players step up, especially in the secondary, and play exceptionally well for them last year. Also, at the receiver position with Juwan Jennings, he played super, just high-intensity football. He was really good. Ricky Pearsall also played exceptional football. So I think sometimes you lose some of the name value and everybody gets concerned, but then you kind of look at what they did late last year and some of the experience the young players got. And I think that eases a little bit of my concern. I'll tell you the team that I've watched, for whatever reason, I've seen two Seattle preseason games, and the way they're running the football, the physical nature with which they play, like they've got a couple of fullbacks that absolutely kill you, just shortening dudes' necks. I've been watching them, and like I said, I know that it's preseason, but what I always say about preseason is the games don't count, but they do matter. The way Seattle is thumping on people, man, I'm just like, I was really impressed with the way they played, especially that last game against Kansas City where they just demolished Kansas City physically in the trenches.
And that's a team, too, Mark, that if you look at last year, first half versus second half numbers defensively, Mike McDonald's culture was established, and they went from being pretty bad to one of the best in the league. If they can continue that ascent, now you're talking about a really good defense and the ability to run the ball. You get a veteran quarterback coming over. If they can protect Darnold, you know, maybe they've got a shot to surprise. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, what did you make of the Colts' decision to roll with Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Neither of them, to me, are franchise quarterbacks. I mean, I did a lot of Giants games when Daniel Jones was the quarterback there. And, you know, his breakout season, the breakout year that he had for the Giants, he threw 15 touchdowns versus 5 interceptions. You know, he did more damage running the football than he did throwing the football in that particular year. And, you know, you can sit there and say, hey, they didn't have great receivers. They didn't have, you know, a great offensive line. Don't care. Bottom line is that guy has just thrown, you know, he's just been a pick waiting to happen. We used to call it red striping guys. You know, he just has that helmet locked in on his number one target and throwing it. And then Anthony Richardson, this is just a warning to all people who scout and all people who evaluate football. Football is really hard for athletes. It's easy for football players. That dude is an exceptional athlete. That does not mean he's going to be a quarterback. That does not mean he can play that position. And I will tell you this. I'm not saying he'll never be good at it, but at this particular point, he's not worth the score to urine. And so, like, I don't know what you're doing. You took him fourth overall because he's an exceptional athlete who didn't play very often or didn't have very many games, didn't have very many starts, was really raw. And you think all of a sudden he's going to get to the NFL with the greatest athletes and the greatest coaches in football, and all of a sudden that guy's going to be the savior for your franchise? I just think that that's stupidity. I think that's really short-sighted thinking that you're going to be able to turn, you know, a guy who's just an exceptional athlete into a quarterback that has really very little experience playing the position.
Mark, give me your thoughts on the Bengals. We just saw them here in the preseason. Offensively, that ain't the question. It's if they could stop a sneeze. Like any slowing down of an opponent would have led them to be a double-digit winner last year. They ripped off 5 in a row to end the season, but they got off to those terrible starts. Your prognosis on them this year?
Yeah, I'll take the under. Whatever the under over is, I'll take the under. I just don't believe in the way they're structured as a franchise. And, you know, you watch the first drive of Washington, that Monday night game. It was 4 plays, 74 yards, and a touchdown. They didn't throw the ball. And ultimately, you know, I say this all the time, and it's funny because I get grief from some of my buddies who don't really understand football. But when you sit in shotgun 90% of the time and you're throwing the ball and the defense doesn't have to defend the run, or if you do run out of gun plus or gun minus, you're going to get mid zone. That's essentially the only play you can really run. Like you take about 40% of your run game and you just flush it down the toilet. And so I look at that situation, that scenario, and think, how are you helping your defense? Your defense is your weak link, and you're sitting in gun the whole time. So you're just putting that much more pressure on a defense, and then their offensive coordinator. This is when I really realized that they have no clue what they're doing as a franchise. Their offensive coordinator came out in this offseason and said, hey, we're just going to have to outscore teams. Well, isn't that what you tried to do last year? Like, wasn't that your philosophy last year? How'd that work out for you? You go to the playoffs? No, you didn't. You got the greatest quarterback in the National Football League, or one of the top two or three anyhow, and you're not making it to the playoffs because you guys are just – the way you're built, to me, is just not an efficient way to win, especially come playoff time.
Mark Schlereth, Renegade Fantasy is the app you want to check out, making the interview possible. It's available Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Cash prizes available in Mark's Stinkin' Truth Fantasy Showdown League. I know with your Fox obligations, week one, you're working Panthers-Jaguars, I think I saw. Is that right?
Yeah.
So two interesting teams there for different reasons, right? Carolina, year two, seems like Bryce Young turned a corner. I believe in Dave Canales and the direction they're headed in. What do you make of the Panthers this year? And then also Jacksonville with Liam Cohen. I mean, it feels like it's now or never for Trevor Lawrence. As you start to sink your teeth into that matchup for your prep, what are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I'm really excited. I think one of the storylines, obviously, is Travis Hunter. And I got to coach up with Dion at CU, so I spent some time up there the spring before last when Travis was on the team and, you know, before they started playing in the regular season. And just such a great kid, you know, that going both ways is going to be really interesting. And you look at Dave Canales, what he did with Baker Mayfield, getting him back on track and working with Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay, and then Liam Cohen taking over and kind of finishing that tutelage, and how Baker Mayfield has just become, you know, going from the first overall pick to going to a guy that's bouncing around and playing scout team defensive end at one point for the Carolina Panthers, and now to being a superstar in the league again. Really cool storyline, really cool what those guys have been able to do. And like you mentioned, in Carolina, Bryce Young played pretty well. And one of the adjustments they made toward the end of last season is they really opened up the quarterback run game, which is interesting because he's such a small little guy. But it really opened up the edges, really got him outside, gave him some really defined reads in the passing game. I think it's a really great storyline from both these quarterbacks, because both these quarterbacks, you know, were first overall picks, supposed to be generational type talents. And we're going to see exactly what they become, because this time it just feels like for both Trevor Lawrence and Bryce Young, it just feels like, hey, it is time. Either you guys are going to prove that you can play, or it's time to move on.
Mark, what have you made of this Washington versus Terry McLaurin standoff here, just from afar? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, every time I do a Washington game, man, the coordinator on the other side, the D coordinator on the other side always talks about, hey, our number one priority is stop McLaurin. And, you know, having sat down and talked to him, and you guys know, he just is such a unbelievable, like his character and the way he, just the way he handles himself and all that. Like, those things to me resonate in a locker room. And so I understand that there's kind of a standoff or whatever you want to call it, but it always behooves you as an organization to take care of the guys who have done it the right way. That dude is 1,000-plus yards, 1,200-plus yards waiting to happen regardless of who plays quarterback. And so those are always the guys in my mind that you reward. And man, I'm on that. I think that wide receivers are kind of an overrated position, but there are a handful of guys that just mean the world to their teams. And I'm not saying that he is, I'm not saying that he's Justin Jefferson or that he's the cat in Cincinnati, but he's a damn good wide receiver, and he's just been a stellar performer in the community as well. That's just a guy that it behooves your locker room to take care of that guy.
Yeah, to that point, as a player, and from that perspective, Mark, this was the first big-time negotiation with one of their own for this group, led by a new GM, Adam Peters, here, and we've seen how it's gone, right? I just wonder, are there takeaways? Do guys try to stay out of that? Like, what are you thinking if you see the leader of the entire operation going through this with the club?
Yeah, well, then you think, if you're a guy like me, you sit there and think, well, if they're going to do it to him, they'll do it to all of us. And, you know, and Dan Quinn is such a great, I love Dan Quinn, man. He's such a great man. He does such a great job of connecting with players and creating a culture and creating a relationship and all those things, man, and all the things he preaches. And then when you can't figure out common ground with one of your best players, it just, you know, that thing can linger inside a locker room. And we all understand the business. But at some point, it just is the best thing is to get it done, however you have to get it done. But Terry is such a outstanding player, and it's funny. I guess I just have a different perspective, because when you say, hey, give me your top five receivers, you know, most people probably don't have McLaurin in their list, right? It's Tyreek Hill. It's, you know, it's Justin Jefferson. It's the guy in Dallas. You know, it's the standard operating guys. But he's right there. You know, he is right there as one of the great players, and maybe doesn't have the name recognition as some of the others. But, man, I tell you what, he is just like every time I've had interactions with him, man, I just come away going, that is a dude that I'd like to play with. That he's special.
What's the gap between Washington and Philadelphia at this stage in your mind, Mark?
It'll be interesting to see exactly how your guys' offensive line, you know, I know you drafted Connor Lee in the first round, and then, you know, you went out and got Laremy Tunsil, and I like the Coleman kid. I thought the Coleman kid had potential when he played last year. Now he moves back over to right. So I think, you know, Philadelphia is probably, arguably in my mind, just the best offensive line in football, with the best back in football, with, you know, one of the best tandems at wide receiver in football. I mean, they're just so loaded on both sides of the ball that I think you could probably make a pretty compelling argument that they are just the best constructed roster in all of football. But I think, you know, I think Washington is really good. I don't think they quite have that level on that, you know, as far as their roster is concerned, but I think they're a damn good football team. And obviously, well, with their quarterback and their ability to make plays and what they did on fourth downs last year with Dan Quinn kind of gambling a little bit and rolling dice, what would they convert to? I read it somewhere like 20 of 23 fourth down conversions. I mean, just something outrageous. So, I like their roster better, but I think, you know, I think if you divvied up the league and said, okay, Philadelphia's got the best roster in football, you know, what are the next top nine, and Washington be in there somewhere.
No doubt. Mark Schlereth, it's Renegade Fantasy again. First fantasy football app where you can sub in a player in real time. No more stress or lost games you could have won. No more points lost to injuries or even poor performance. Check out Renegade Fantasy from the App Store, Google Play today. Cash prizes if you hop into Mark's league. Mark's Stinking Truth Fantasy Showdown League. Great catching up with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye. Likewise, guys. Be well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.